But first, a letter has gone out to four of the most powerful names in Congress: Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker John Boehner, and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi. The letter contains a call for immigration reform, and the people who wrote that letter are 56 young state and local elected officials, including State Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from the 6th District. Representative Tlaib joins us now from Lansing. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So you joined with other state and local elected officials from 23 states in the District of Columbia, and everybody is aged 35 or younger. And what are you young elected officials saying to those four big names in the Senate and House?
You know, as young elected official, part of a young elected officials network, we see firsthand on the ground. When we say elected official, we're talking about city council members, school board members, state representatives, county commissioners. We all see firsthand the impact of the failing immigration system that we have in the United States. And we have to always be able to pick up those pieces. So we're really eager to see the federal government step up and the members of Congress step up and actually fix our broken immigration system.
And you and the 55 other elected officials, as you say, you are right there in the trenches. What do you fear that those big leaders in Washington are not getting and not understanding about the 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country?
That they're here already, that they're already part of our communities. You know, my aspiring citizen neighbors, and I do have neighbors, that are stuck in a system where they can't get work authorization, where they can't feel that they can walk through the community without being profiled and asked for their documents. I see those aspiring citizen neighbors every single day contribute to our communities. They are cleaning up our parks side by side with us. They are participating in trying to reform our education system. And it's about time that we recognize they exist and give them the respect that our country as Americans that we truly support, which is our core values of fairness and opportunity. And I hope that the members of Congress understand how important it is to focus on the American values that we have.
Of course, your own family experience is like those of so many immigrant families. Can you tell us more how this influences what you're trying to say and do about immigration reform?
Absolutely. You know, as a child of immigrants, you know, I sit in the state legislature, and I've been asked for my birth certificate in committee as a joke. I have seen my brothers and sisters targeted because we're growing to become very anti-immigrant, even though many of the people targeted are U.S. citizens. And it's about time that our members of Congress recognize that delaying or not addressing this important critical issue is going to hurt us in the long run, not only our economy, our communities, but just our society in general. Our neighborhoods are suffering. I can't stand it when I see yet another home in the city of Detroit empty because a family member was deported just because they had to wait 10 more years before they were able to be able to get their green card. There's something wrong with a system that doesn't support the need for family unity, the need for supporting our economy. I can tell you our state's education system attracts many foreign students, contributing over $600 million a year to our economy. You know, Michigan alone can be much more welcoming, and immigration reform is going to help us, and it's going to thrive our economy, thrive our neighborhoods.
I'm speaking with State Representative Rashida Tlaib, who's a Democrat from the 6th District. She and 55 other young elected officials, state and local officials, wrote a letter to four of the most powerful names in Washington. You hear the names Reid, McConnell, Boehner, and Pelosi, and you know those are very, very heavy hitters, calling on them to help lead the way in the reform of our country's immigration policies. And I wonder, Representative, would you ever run for Congress? Would you want a seat at the national conversation in action for immigration reform?
Absolutely. You know, as local elected officials, we are on the ground every single day. And I can tell you, as a member of Young Elected Officials Network for almost 5 years now, you know, us as progressives have talked about beyond legislation, beyond ordinances, beyond our power at trying to address how are we going to fully elevate the voices of our residents. And this letter recognizes what we do as a network in getting together and educating our members of Congress that we are struggling to address this issue because we don't have that much power to make the necessary reforms. They do. And they need to understand when they come back home and see a city that is being destroyed by increasing of militarizing our northern border here in Detroit, and talking about the kinds of stop and asking people for documents, how that makes the child in the backseat feel. We are picking up those pieces.
How have you done, Representative Vogt? Let's talk about those faces that you see when you're in Lansing. What are you doing in terms of reaching out to some of those Republicans and trying to kind of share ideas and reach some understanding?
Yeah, I can tell you right now we've gotten some movement on supporting bilingual education. And it took me, you know, finding out in a particular Republican district. My colleague on the other side of the aisle represents about 25% Latino community, and his school district is about 25%, where mine is in Detroit Public Schools, it's about 30%. And, you know, that doesn't even count the Arab American community and the Asian American community and so forth. And we've now decided we're going to take this off the table and actually have a conversation about it. And it took me, what, about 4 years now? But we're finally having a conversation about the need to support supplemental programs, special education kind of programs for those that English is their second language.
And who is that that you're working with? Who is that that you're working with?
Oh, that's with Representative Joe Haveman.
Okay.
So Representative Joe Haveman and I represent diverse communities, and he has a huge increase of Latino community. And he's very supportive of them and wants to find ways how he can support the children that are in the district. And as a person that didn't speak English when I started school, I, you know, have always told my story of the fact that if it wasn't for bilingual education, it probably would have took me years to catch up with the rest of the class and probably would have cost the district even more money if we didn't do these supplemental programs that work and again, decrease the cost of us trying to get these kids graduated and successful.
Let's go back to the letter that was written to the four big names in Washington. What kind of response have you and the others gotten so far from this letter?
Well, positive responses from a lot of groups that we've been working with for years, and to see our not only city council members and, again, school board members, county commissioners come together on an issue on the federal level, it's very much inspiring them to keep going and keep fighting. I know that residents in my community are constantly asking me, when is it going to happen? When is it finally going to happen? 6 years ago, I marched with them to the federal building downtown, and it was 50,000 of us. And 6 years later, we're still where we were left, and with no fix in immigration system, with more families being torn apart and our communities just becoming just disaster zones with all those empty homes and with all those business leaders struggling to try to, support their businesses without immigration reform. It's very, very hard. I think hearing it from the business perspective as well as from the family perspective and just community perspective, they're very motivated by the fact that they can hear their local elected officials get involved on such an important issue.
What about the folks to whom the letter is addressed, those four top senators and representatives? Has there been any response whatsoever?
Not that I know of. I know they've gotten a number of letters, not including ours, but I think it was important for them to hear our voices, not just their fellow congressional members, but also the voices of the people, again, back home that we all represent.
Representative Rashida Tlaib, is this the year immigration reform is going to happen?
I hope. I pray. It's been awful to see what's happened to our communities. Just the other day, hearing a mother talk about the fact that her husband was deported a few months before and that she had to take a night shift, and her two U.S. citizen children were caught in a fire, and one of them actually died because she could not afford to take a different shift and have the people downstairs watching the children. And she struggles to this day to think, should she have stayed? Should she have taken that shift? But then she thought, why take my children out of school? Where else are they going to go to school back home? Where are they going to get this type of education? I just think that if somebody is willing to our country, it says a lot about who we are as a country, but also it defines who we are and how we approach a mother like that, that is struggling, that's been here, she's been here over 10 years. And she made that choice because she wanted a better life for her children and for the future, for her family. And I think we need to really talk about those issues and stop talking about that they're criminals. I never see my neighbors as criminals. I see them as aspiring citizens. They one day will be like my parents to watch their daughter or their son become a state representative, or to see their daughter contribute to changing a education system. I've seen children of immigrants see the world so differently and appreciate life in a major city that is struggling right now to see only hope. And to me, they again bring such a different perspective on our communities across the country. And we need to recognize that and really look at it sincerely.
State Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from the 6th District, as part of Young Elected Officials Action, she joined with 55 other state and local elected officials, sending a letter to top Senate and House leaders in Washington calling for comprehensive immigration reform legislation. Thank you so much, Representative, for talking with us today.
Thank you.